Okay, today's daf is Bamitzia Kuf Yud Beis. Bamitzia Kuf Yud Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored Le'ilu Nishmas Reb Shlomo Shmuel Ben Reb Yitzchak by the Gittelman family. We thank them for the sponsorship. Again, Le'ilu Nishmas Reb Shlomo Shmuel Ben Reb Yitzchak by the Gittelman family. Okay, let's get into Kuf Yud Beis. Let's start with Kuf Yud Aleph Am Beis. We'll go up about 8 lines from the bottom, the fifth to last skinny line. Says the Gemara, V'tana Kama Demeachecha. Hi, Reacha, my Avdilei. So remember yesterday, last the daf, we had the discussion of who was subject and what was subject to the Isra of Baltalin and the mitzvah of paying one's worker on time. So we had different dayas in our Mishnah and a couple of dayas in the Braisa. So the Gemara now was talking about the Tanakama. The Tanakama who included everybody. That was on top of this Amud, Kufir Aleph Mabez, included Gertoshev and everything, included Kalim and Behemos, Vechulu. So the Tanakama de Me'achecha, the Tanakama in that Braisa of Me'achecha, Hai Reacha my Avdibe. What does he use Reacha for? If Ger Toshav is included, Homi Boyle, look at the Tanya, Reachav Alo Amaleki, he excludes Amaleki and Oved Avodah Zarah. Amaleki, Me'achicha Nafko, we already learned that. Chadam Mishra Oshko, but Chadam Mishra Gzela. One, is to allow his Oshek not paying him on time, and one to Matir Gezel, as we had a Machlokes back in the end of Baba Kama. We Paskin, obviously, Usser, but this is the opinion that says Mutter. Vitzrichi, and you would need both the allowance of his Oshek and the allowance of his Gazel. Vitzrichi, Diasrinin Gzelo, if you only know Gazel, that's what you're allowed to take, Mishum Delo Tarachbe, because maybe he got it in Matana Uber Yerusha, so he didn't work for it. So that's why there's a little more flexibility. Have a Oshko, but he worked for you, not paying him on time, the Tarka Be, Emalo, maybe that's not allowed. Diasrinin Oshko, Mishum Delo Asiliade, maybe Oshek is better because he never had it. I'm giving it to him, so I'm not going to give it to him. Avo Gzelo Dasiliade, Emalo, Tzricha, but Gezel, where he already has gotten it, so Emalo, maybe not, so Tzricha, that is why we need both the Heter of Oshek and the Heter of Gezel. Good. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, so what about the other opinion, Rabbi Yosef, Yehuda, who is the other opinion, brought a couple of lines up to answer up who the opinion of our Mishnah is. So, Hailo Talan Bula Sachar Itchad Boker, my Avile, what does he use that pasuk for? Miboyle the Kedir of Asi, Domer of Asi, Afilu Lo Sachar El Livser Lo Eshkol Echad Shalan Avim, even if you only hire somebody to harvest one cluster of grapes over Mishum Baltalin. That already is enough of Baltalin, even if it's only to hire one cluster of grapes. What exactly is the Chiddush that Rav Asi is telling us? So, the discussion in the Rishonim. Rashi and Tosas both say, Rashi on the bottom line, Schir Sha'os. We have set up till now, you have a Schir Yom, you have a Schir Lilo, somebody's hired for a day or for night. What if only somebody's hired for 2 hours? Right? Somebody's hired for a very small job. That's the Chiddush of Rav Asi. Even if he's only hired for Schir Sha'os, so there also, one violates Baltalin if one doesn't pay on time. That is Rashi and Tosfos in the first day. Tosfos has a second day out. Tosfos says, in the Inami Itzrich Lashmi Inon, the Afilu, end of the Tosfos. The Afilu Sachra Libsar Eshkol Echad Va'achalo. Afilu Achi over Olav. We learned earlier of the rights of a worker to eat while he is involved in the work. So even as the Gemara said earlier, the Afsadi Beis, he was hired only to harvest one Eshkol and he ate it. Still, you have to pay him for it, right? And one would violate if one does not pay. That's the Chiddush of Rav Asi according to Tosas. If you look at the Shid Mekubetzes, Shid Mekubetzes here quotes the Raivin and says, well, maybe the Chiddush is, even though it is Pachos Mishave Pruta. And we'll talk about the significance of that. V'ikal Amemar, Tiafilu Pachos Mishave Pruta Nami Ashmi'inon, V'kiva D'Shaminon, Sachir, Kol Dehu Sachir, Mikri, Sulo Itzruk Zerushava V'chulu, and he continues. So maybe that's the Chiddush of Rav Asi, that it's even by Pachos Mishave Pruta. Why is this important? This is what we mentioned in the might have mentioned in previous shiurim, but if not, we'll bring it up again. The Mishnas Yavetz has the Hakira, Machlokes. Where does paying one's worker and not paying one's worker on time, what world is that in? Is that a Dine Mamanis halacha, or is that an Isser halacha? So it came up in yesterday's daf already. How do you define it regarding Psak? Do you pass in like Rav? Do you pass in like Shmuel? Is this Isurei, or is this Mamon? So this could be a Chag Nafkamina. If it's a Dine Mamanis issue about paying one's worker, it's a Choshen Mishpat issue, so then maybe there's a minimum. Pruta. You need a Pruta. But if it's less than a Pruta, maybe that's a riot that we're talking about Isurim, and when it comes to Isurim, then Pruta is not as important. Right? The same Chakira is mentioned by Ona'a when it comes to other other achronim. But again, is the focus the recipient or is the focus the taker? Right, that's the nafke. That's the chakira. That's the nafkemina. If you look at Avas Chesed, the Avas Chaim writes, he has two big prakim on all the halachas of paying one's worker. Right in the beginning of Avas Chesed, so there he writes that even if you say that it only is a pruta, but less than a pruta would be subject to the isser of chatzishir. Ula devrayim nire. He writes as an osiyud aleph in the Netiva Chesed, the notes on the bottom. Ula devrayim nire. Like the Rambam says, there's an isser of chatzi shir, but it comes to geneva. So this would be no worse than that, and therefore it would be subject to the same aver. But that is all approach number three to what the chiddush of Rav Asi is. The last one, the Shilu Gubetz also mentions, is that maybe we should compare this, if it's just to do one eshkol, this is like a kablan, somebody who's hired to do a job, not specifically by time, and that also, the Gemara is going to say, B'Hashem, later on our daf, that one, there's a question at least, whether there's a halacha, paying one's worker, when it comes to a kablan, not to one who works for time. Okay, so that's the chiddush of Rav Asi that the Gemara says. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda learns from this pasuk. Ve'idach, back to the Gemara, and what about the other opinion? Where does he know that from? May ve'elav unosei asnafsho nafka. He learns it from that pasuk. Ve'elav to the wages he puts his soul, meaning you have to pay your worker. Davar hamoser nafsho olav. So he commits his soul to it, and therefore you have to make sure, even if it's a small amount, that you have to pay him on time. Ve'idach, and what Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda do with that pasuk? Homi boy leila kidetanya. He would use it for the following bride. So the pasuk says, "Ve'elav unosei asnafsho." So what does that mean? Why does a worker go up on a ramp and put himself in a dangerous situation? Hang on a tree. Sometimes workers do dangerous things. Why are they doing that? Isn't it to make a living? Isn't it to make a parnasa? So therefore, you have to be take it very seriously to make sure that you pay the workers who are involved. Right, this is an issue. Sometimes there are risks taken when it comes to work. If you look in the Chashukei Chemed here, he discusses what happens if there's a certain Rebbe who teaches in a yeshiva, and the yeshiva is in a neighborhood where, at the time, Rachmana Litzlam, it's very dangerous to get to. Dangerous to get to. There's shootings. So how much is he allowed to be Moser Nefesh, or does he have to be Moser Nefesh, or is he not allowed to be Moser Nefesh in order to go there to teach the students? So he said he asked this question to his father, Rav Yashiv, and he says, since our Gemara says Nitzla Be'ilon Maser Adas V'Lemisa, so Chazinon Shahat Torah Hitiru L'Poel. You see, the Torah allows a worker Lehis Takengsas to put himself in a semi risky situation with Sarach Parnasaso Kichein Yasan Malko Shalolam. That's the way of the world, right? So therefore, again, it has to be with Seicha, but in many cases, if people live there and people travel the road, so then that's something that a Rebbe should take that into account as well. And he can go, and it's not a problem of taking a risk, because you see from this Gemara, all jobs are risky. There is an interesting discussion that Noda Behuda has. The Shari Tshuva quotes this discussion in Tafresh Gimel, but the Noda Behuda in Arachayim Aleph, Simon Lamed Dalid, discusses a case where there was an employer, and there was an old man that came to the employer and said, you know, send me, I want to do business for you, I want to do business for you. And the employer says, no, I don't need anything now. And the old man said, please, please, and the old man's wife is saying, no, don't send him, it's dangerous, the roads are dangerous, and the old man bothers him and bothers him, and he says, fine, okay, here's some money, go invest it in the next town, and good. And Rachman al Assad, it happened that the old man died on the way. He was killed. The question that was asked in Tzorach Tshuva v'Kapara, does this now sender, the investor, have to require a kapara? Does he need a kapara? That's the shaila that he was asked. So the Noda Behuda answers here, Hinei Mokar Din Zehum Mahari Vayol Vatzemach Tzedek V'Yanui Omer, he says, it doesn't, the shalot doesn't go off the ground. Shebididon Didon Shulo Hischil HaMashliach L'Shalcho. He didn't send the Shliach, Rak HaShliach Hischil L'Vakish L'Shloach Oso Shlichus. Here the old man asked him to go. I want to go. Ain't Shum Havamina Shetzorach Kapara. There's no Havamina, they need Kapara. Yes, there's always a risk involved, as our Gemara says. But here, where the guy wanted it himself, he says, Maisim B'chol Yom Shadam Lokeach Schorah And then he brings a raya from Tanakh. He says, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says to David, you know, I'm going to hold you accountable for Nov, because he hid in Nov, and Shaul and his sons. Why didn't the Torah say that he'll also be held responsible for Avner being killed? Avner being killed, and Yoav takes care of him, right, when he came over from Ishbosheth to be on David's side. The answer is because David didn't have anything to do with that. David was just there, and it was Avner's choice to come to his side. Kimen she David lo hischalam Avner she yavo lichras bris. Right, Avner haya hamaschil she shalach al David karsa briskiti. I want to move over to your side. And Avner was latovas atzmo lehinakimish boshes al darar pilegesh. Remember the story. And therefore zem mamish dumi lenidon ditan. And therefore there is no need for tshuva. He says, you want to give a matana to the yesomim? Okay, devar tov yaseh. But that's not, required in this circumstance. Okay, that's the Nodi Bihuda. And again, it's quoted in the Shari Tshuva and Arachayim Tafresh Gimel. So let's continue now. So that's what the Rabbi Yosef Bihuda learns from this pasuk. Davar acher, another idea, fourth line of the Gemara that you can learn from this pasuk. Ve'elav hu noseyas nafsho, kalakove schar sachir, kiilu notel nafsho mimenu. Anyone who covers up and doesn't pay a worker is as if you've taken his nefesh. Who's nefesh? Rav Huna, Rav Chizda. Chad Amar Nafsho Shal Gazlon, the Chad Amar Nafsho Shal Nigzal. Is he taking his own nefesh? Is he giving over his nefesh by stealing and he's giving up his nefesh? Or is he taking the nefesh of the Nigzal? Manda Amar Nafsho Shal Gazlon, Dichsiv. How do you know that based on the Pasuk and Mishlei? It's his own nefesh. Al Tigzal Dalki Dalu. Don't steal from a poor person because he is, unfortunate and he doesn't have anybody to stand up for him. V'altadaki Oni Bishar. And don't crush an Oni in the gates. In the cities. Viksiv, why? Ki Hashem Yariv Rivam. Hashem is going to fight their battles. Vikavas Koveim Nefesh. And he, Hashem, will take the souls of those. That's obviously taking the souls of the Gazlan. Umanda Amar Nafsho Shel Nigzal. Viksiv, Kinarchos Kol Batzei Abatza. As Devish Balav Yikach. And according to the other one, the Darshins of the Nigzal, because the Pasuk says also, beginning of Mishlei, all the derechs, all the roads, Archos Kol Batzei Abatza, the ways of all who act falsely, as Nefesh Balav Yikach, take the Nefesh of the owner of the money, Meaning, by stealing, you're taking his soul. So, that's the, different ways of understanding Gazlan or Nigzal. Let's just finish, then we'll make one more comment. What does the second opinion do with this pasuk? The nefesh of the Bailim. So isn't it the nefesh of the money? That shows it's the victims. Ba'alav the hashta. No, the Bailim now. You stole the money, so it's gonna be your nefesh. The Gazlans. V'idach nami yaksiv akaves koveim nefesh. What about the other one that says it's talking about the Gazlan? So, matam kamar. No, it's giving a reason. Matam kavas koveim mishum denatlu nefesh. You gotta add those two words in there. Hashem's going to punish them because they took the nefesh of the Nigzal. So you see the word koveya here means to steal. I mentioned in past there's a deeper idea of kavati itma Torah. So we know in Shabbos Laman Aleph, one of the questions we're going to ask, did you set aside time for Torah? So there might be another idea. The pasuk here, and also it's in Malachi, a few times in Tanakh, we see the Lashon Keva, meaning to steal. Hashem says, Hayikva Adam Elokim, could you steal from God? You steal animals, you bring them as karbanos, you think I want them? I'm not interested in them, but Keva is a Lashon of stealing. So maybe that's what it means, Kavati Itim LaTorah. Not just did he set aside time for Torah, but did you steal time for Torah? When we weren't supposed to be learning, when we weren't supposed to be involved in mitzvahs, then when we Torah and mitzvahs, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to ask. What do we do during our time when we're supposed to be doing other things and maybe we learn Torah instead? And the Chassam Sofer adds on that, Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku, that the stolen water is sweetest, as it says in Mishlei, but Ein Mayim Ela Torah, stolen Torah is sweetest. What does that mean, stolen Torah? It means when we steal time from other things and we go learn, that itself is another way of interpreting it on a midrashic level. Okay, two dots. A Masa, I said in Mishnah on yesterday's daf, when do we say the Isra applies? Of not paying a worker on time, Bizman Shetavo, when he was Toveya, when the worker came and wanted the money, and I didn't pay him. Lo Tavo, ain't no over a love. But if he wasn't Toveya, then ain't no over a love, so then there is no Isra Daraisa. Where does that come from? Tana Rabbanan says the Raisa. Lo Salid Pulas Sachir, Yachal Afilo Lo Tavo. You might think, even if the person didn't come, I'm gonna violate. Tamalomer Itcha L'daitacha. With you, that means, based on your das, meaning the other person wants it, but you're keeping it. If it's solely your das against his das, that's where the Isser applies. Yachal afilu ein lo. You might even, where he doesn't have any money. If he doesn't have any money, he's still going to violate. Tamalomer itcha, sheyesh itcha. Right? If you have, then you're going to violate. Even stop there for a minute. What does it mean, afilu ein lo? You might think even he doesn't have it. What if I have a lot of stuff in my house, I just don't have any money? Do I have to sell property in order to get money, in order to pay my worker? If you look on the Rush here, the Rush says, ain't low, kesef, v'hu she'eshet cha, pirish ma'os. says the Rosh. If you look at the Pula Charifta, he says, because Priyasa Paul Bezuze, right? You have to pay money. That's the Rosh. Even if he has Kalim, but still that's not good enough. But if you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, right, the Mefarshim point this out, that the Chinuch sounds like, no, if he has other, he's going to violate as long as he has stuff, anything in his house. The language of the Sefer HaChinuch in Tav Kuf Peches, on the Mitzvahs Aseh, he says, "Avalo tavo." If he did, wasn't tovea. O she'ein lo klum sheyifralo. Or he has nothing to pay him back with. Ein lo klum sheyifralo. That doesn't sound like he doesn't have any money. Doesn't have anything. Then ainu over. Shelochi avakasiv ela b'shiyeshlo bebeso. O sheyachol lefaro. Avalam ainu yachol lefaro ba'oso hayom. Ela imkem yovad harbe mishalo. The only way that you could pay is if you lose a lot. You have to sell your couch. Pashas is the Torah does not say that we should you have to sacrifice that. But you should make sure you have the money in order to pay the worker on time. You can't say, oh, I'm sorry, I don't have it. We should make sure we have it. So it's machlokas rishonim. What if he has other items and not money. The Shulchan Aruch paskin straight up like the Rosh. If you look in Shin Lamed Tes, Sif Yud, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, if he has no money, so then he does not violate. Ein over, ein bal habayis over, bishu bal talan elam kein tavo asachir. Lo tava, o she tava v'lo haya lo ma'os li tein lo v'chulu, then he doesn't violate. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger is bothered. What about the chinuch? Why the Shulchan Aruch just was makel against the chinuch? Lo yadati tiktok lashon hazeh, says Rekiv Eger there on Shulchan Aruch. De mashma demein lo after ish biyado shavik kesef ain't over. If he has shavik kesef, he doesn't violate. Ube brisek tani yachal afilu ain lo tamalomer itcha mashma dafke ain lo klal. Ube chinuch. What does he say? Lira hara'a. Because that's what many assumed. Now the scholars assume that it wasn't the Ra'a, it was probably the Ra'a's brother, Rabbi Pinchas, who wrote the chinuch. But either way, for hundreds of years, they assumed that the chinuch was written by the Ra'a. Ube chinuch mezatav kufeches kasav, o she'ein lo klum lipara mimenu. Right, and if ain yochel afar, but also yochel came yovan harbe. So I don't know why the Rabbi Kiva Eger is mayor. The Shulchan Aruch was so makel, just like the Rosh, against the others. The Avos Chesed, the Chafetz Chaim again here, has an amazing suggestion that what happens if a person has money that's owed to him, and the time is owed. So is that called yeshlo? Is that called Yeshlo if he has money owed to him? So there in Perek Tes, in Chelik Aleph, Chelik Rishon of Avos Chesed, Perek Tes, Halacha Zayin, he says, V'hu Adin, Im Yeshlo Pikadon, O Halva. This is the Shulchan Aruch for these halachas. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't go that deeply into them. That's why the Chavetz Chaim wrote Avos Chesed. He's famous for the Lashon Hara, but Avos Chesed is all about lending money and paying your workers. V'hu Adin, Im Yeshlo Pikadon, O Halva, Eitzel Acher. If somebody else has an item that he's washing for me, or a Halva, V'higi Azman Piron, Mikri Gam Kein Sheyeshetcha. That's cool, you have. Tara Yachol Ligamayam, because you can take it from you. How do I know that? Says the Chavetz Chaim. Well, just read one more line from on top. Venira dim yochel lahasig mos lilvos. If you get money to borrow, tsarich lilvos kedei sheyeh yochel lakay mitzvah asay to be amatit in scharo. If you could borrow money to mitzvah asay. Uve prana masacher ani v'chulu. Where do you know that from? That you'd have to even borrow money to pay your workers back. That's called yeshlo. So he says you know that from a Gemara in Menachas Daf Mem. What's the Gemara there? That's the story of Rav Katina. The story of Rav Katina. Rav Katina talks about that if you'd wear tzitzis, you don't have to wear tzitzis, but be'idna derischa at times of divine anger, that's going to make the difference. To see if a person did the mitzvah kiyumios. Mash masham, detzarecha adam lehishtadel, lahachnis es atzmo, shehe mechuya baha mitzvah. Ube'idan rischa an shinan alze, shlovei hevi atzlo dechiyev, sehir tevua de minyanenu. I should have to go and try and even borrow money to fulfill the mitzvah daraisa, v'yoma titein scharo. V'yefter degam mitzad adinu mechuya baze, to make it could be that it's not about putting yourself into a situation of chiyav. You're already mechuyav. Maybe yeshlo includes any way that I have or that I could get. Fascinating. He brings that raya from Menachas. But we're in the middle of the brisa. Let's go back to the brisa. So you don't violate if the person wasn't, if the worker was toveya or if he doesn't have. Yachol afiyu him cheyweitzel chenvani veitzel shochani. I might think that you violate even if the guy says, well, go to the storekeeper and he'll give you fruit instead of my paying you. Or go to the shochani, he'll give you money. So you might think that you violate even if you did that time. Well, no. You gave him a place to collect from. Itcha veloshim cheyweitzel chenvani veitzel shochani. So then that is the case that's actually quoted in the Mishnah, and that's what the Gemara is about to talk about a little bit more right now. There is a Tosefta. The Tosefta right here in Perek Yud says, what happens if I send the worker to the Chenvani, and the Chenvani doesn't pay him? He was supposed, he doesn't pay him. Says the Tosefta, the Chenvani violates the Isra Bal Talin. Unbelievable. The Chenvani violates, and the big kasha, everybody asks, what do you mean? Right, we had on the bottom of the previous daf, Kuf Yudam Abeis, going over to Kuf Yudam and Aleph. There's no Shlichus when it comes to this case, for some reason, as we discussed in the last year. So what exactly is the case that you're over? So the Ravid says, Nichlusu Tachas Abaylam, this is different. This is like an extension. It's not just a shliach. But if you look in the same piece of Rav Jolti that I mentioned before, in Simon Mem Hei, the end of Choshen Mishpat, right, one of the last pieces in Mishnas Yavetz in Choshen Mishpat, right there is Mem Vav. This is the second to last piece. He says, well, maybe it's based on the Tosfos Rid that we discussed in yesterday's shir. The Tosfos Rid said that why does it not apply to a shliach? Because if the worker is hired by a shliach, so then he doesn't have a full smichas das, that he's going to get paid on time. The employer didn't come out himself, so that's why he doesn't have full smichas das. But over here, when he says go to the chenvani, he has full smichas das, that the chenvani is going to give him. And that's why it's a problem. Fascinating that he uses that Tosfos Rid that we mentioned yesterday to explain the Tosefta that the Chenvani could violate. Okay, let's continue. Said the Mishnah. Himchehu Eitzel Chenvani. The Eitzel Sholchani. Eino over. If I tell the worker, go get paid by them, so then there is no violation. So Iboy Lahu. Choser o Eino Choser. Can. Let's say he goes to the Sholchani and the Sholchani doesn't have. Could he go back to the original employer and say, well, he didn't have, so I want my money back? How do we understand the original acceptance of the worker? Okay, fine, I'll go to the Chenvani, I'll go to the Shulchani. How do we understand that agreement? Tosis points out that this is a very limited discussion. Tosis quotes two extreme languages and says what the Gemara is talking about. Says Tosis, the beginning of this big Tosis. Chose, Heicha da Amar Lei, where the worker said, Ani Potarcha Legamre, Yeah, he said, could you go pay for my chenvani? He says, yeah, you are putter. You are out of the picture. I'm not going to, you are out of it. You are totally basalic yourself. I agree to that. I feel lo yitem li, even if the chenvani doesn't give me, meaning if the worker says, I'm going to him, you don't have to worry about anything, then pshita, deino choza, surely he can't go back to the employer. He said it. Dim lo kein, b'chol mechila ba'alma. He didn't do a kinyan here, as we'll talk about Hashem soon, but he says it can't be that the cases where the worker said, okay, you're putter, I'm going to him. Because then for sure, putter. The heich on the other way. The heich adamar leinami ani potarcha im yifrali shulchani. You know, you're, okay, fine, you want me to go there, fine, as long as they pay me, you're out of it. Then obviously, pshita, the choser. Then surely you can, he can't go back to the employer, because he made it dependent. Kiva dein shulchani rotzel litein lo. The shulchani didn't want to give him, so he's stuck. So vahacha, what's the case of our Gemara? What's the question of our Gemara that we're going to see as a machlokas amoraim? Vahacha mairi kisha amar leapol stama. Sheyismoch al shulchani. The cases where the guy said, the employer said, no, go to him, he said, okay. He just said, okay. He says, fine. He didn't say, okay, as long as he pays me. He didn't say, okay, no matter what. He didn't say. And that's the question. I mean, boy, Leitosis continues. Mi amrinan, da adaita da hachi samach im yitin lo. He was only, have sumicha das if he was given it. Odilma lagamre potro. Or he said, fine, you are out of the picture. Afila lo yitin lo. That's the shiloh. That is how Tosfos explains the question of the Gemara, whether you could go back or not. Tosfos continues, again, he says it's the whole assumption of his Gemara is that there was no kinyan chalipin done. If there was a kinyan chalipin done between the employer and the employee, then obviously there's going to be a total ptur. It must be that there was no kinyan done, and that's why the question is, what's his understanding? But what's pretty clear, it's possible that it would be a total mechila even without a kinyan chalipin, which proves, says Tosfos, a shas topic, about 10, 12, 15 lines into the skinny lines, v'hashta muchach, the mechila ain't sricha kinyan, says Tosfos. It's clear from this Gemara that mechila, when I want to be mochal you something, I do not need to do a kinyan chalipin to commit to that. Di'alkar chachachav lo kinyan airi. Because it can't be that here we're talking about a kinyan. The kinyan lo shayach el kishapatro l'gamri behedya. Because the kinyan would mean total exemption. And even if he didn't say it, why would he do it? It must be that he's matna something. So it must be there's no kinyan here, and therefore this Gemara proves mechila ein sarech kinyan, which itself is a major discussion in the Rishonim and the Gemara elsewhere. The Gemara in the beginning of Sanhedrin discusses mechila tzricha kinyan or ein tzricha kinyan, and the Stipler has an important piece in the Kehilas Yaakov and Sanhedrin and Simon Hay about this. Tosfos there in the Abdavav Abad Aleph talks about Mechila, Tzricha Kinyan or Ain't Tzricha Kinyan. Tosfos assumes not, but says the Stipler, I think maybe it's based on how to understand Mechila. And also, another Nafgamina he suggests, besides whether you need a Kinyan or not, would be the Machan Ephraim's question. The Machan Ephraim discusses, he quotes, in Hilchas Zechiah Mehefker, Simon Yud Aleph, the Stipler quotes it, E in Yono. Boy, what's the Nafgamina? What is he talking about? We'll see in a second. But first, he presents the chakira of the Machan Ephraim. Be'inyan mechila, i'inyano siluk. When I say you don't have to pay me, am I just removing myself? You have an obligation to me, and I remove myself. So mechila, the obligation disappears because there's no more collector. I'inyano siluk v'hafkaz zechuyosav kedugmas hefker ba'alma like hefker o shu inyan hakna'a. Or you owe me money. When I'm mochel, it's as if I'm makne you that money. Right? I'm not removing myself, but I am more being active. What are the nafkaminas to this? So, the Machan Ephraim discusses whether he could be chozer from a mechila. You can't be chozer from a kinyan. Maybe he could be chozer from a siluk. Right? Or, what about to a katan? Mechila lekatan. If you say, like Bali Tosfos say in a few places, that das acheres makne works for a katan can't pick something, be kone something himself. But if somebody else is willing it into the katan's rishus, then it can work on a daraisa level, das acheres makne. So, if mechila is a hakna, then it can work even to a katan. And if not, if it's a siluk, then it wouldn't work. Or what about mechila bal karcho? The lover wants to pay me. No, I want to pay you. I'm like, no, I'm mocha, I don't want to take it. So what if, who wins in the end? No, I want to pay you. So if it's a siluk, then yeah, it's tough luck on you. I've made myself disappear. If it's a hakna, there can't be a kinyan bal karcha, so maybe it wouldn't be able to be good. Mechila bal karcha shaloba, diinyan hakna, ha'i'ef shalitin matana bal karcho. And the Machan Ephraim has the chazar. So again, this might be the issue, whether tzricha kinyan or ain't tzricha kinyan. That is the Stifler's discussion here in Simon Hay of Sanhedrin. Good, so that was in this big Tosa. So back to the Gemara's question. So the Gemara wonders whether if somebody says, you know, go collect from the Kechen B'nei Shulchani, is there going to, could he go back to the employer? So Rav Sheish, in the case that he doesn't specify, as Tosfos explained. So Rav Sheish says, Amar Eino Chozer, Rabba Amar Chozer. Amar Rabba Mina Aminola. How do I know that he can go back to the employer? Midik Tani Eino Over Olav. The Mishnah's language is that he does not violate. Mever hu delo avar, so he doesn't violate hamader hadar, but he could go back. That lashon doesn't sound like he's totally out of the picture. It just said he's not going to violate the iser, but he can still go back. For if sheishas amar no, my eno over eno bitoras la avar. He's no longer in the world of being over because he's totally removed from the case. So that is machlokas Rav Huna and Rav Sheishas had to understand the word. Rabban Rav Sheishas had to understand the words of the Mishnah. Next major question about this sugya. Bo mine mer Rav Sheishas. Kablonus over alav mishum baltalin. Oh, eno over mishum baltalin. Everything we've spoken about has been a worker for a certain amount of time, and therefore at the end you have a certain amount of time in order to pay back the worker. And if you don't, you violate the first day daraisa, the other days drabanan, as we spoke about. But what about if I'm hired for a job? I'm not hired for time. I'm hired to do a certain project. And what if the project's finished and I don't pay the worker on time? I don't want to pay the worker after the project is done. Is there an Isser of Baltalan there? And what's the root of the issue? Says the Gemara. Another Shas topic. Uman kone b'shevach kli v'halva ahi. Whenever an artisan works on a kli, a sugi that comes up in Kiddushin, and a sugi that comes up in Baba Kama, we've had this a number of times. When an uman works on a kli, it's as if he acquires the kli that he is working with, and then when he finishes and gives it back, it's like he's selling it back to the one who hired him to fix the kli, or to create the kli. So do we say uman kone b'shevach kli, and therefore, this has nothing to do with a schiris type of payment. It's more of like a sale. The halvahi, it's like now that I give it back to you, you owe me money, but then there wouldn't be an isser of altalin. Oh, no. Oh, ain't umakone b'sheva kli. No, we don't say that. If you're hired for a project It's similar to being hired, like for a time, and therefore it would be called a schiras, and there would be an iser of baltalin. That's the question. So amalu Rav Sheshes over. Rav Sheshes assumes no. Einu makona b'shevakli, and therefore he violates. So v'atanya einu over. We have a brisa that says not. Hasam kishem chayes alchemi b'shulchani. That's only where he gave them another way to collect. But fundamentally, Rav Sheshes says, seems to say, einu makona b'shevakli. The ksos is the important makar here, relating to the sugya of umakona b'sheva kli or not. He has machlokes, and then he discusses what his shita is. He quotes a fascinating discussion between the Achronim, between the Maharash Halevi and the Trumas Hadeshen. He quotes, when we say umakona b'sheva kli, does that mean the, even according to the Mandamar, that there is kona b'sheva kli, does that mean the entire kli? Or does that mean just the shevach, the appreciation amount in the kli? So the Maharash Halevi assumed that it had to be the entire kli. He says, if it was only the appreciated value, the shevach, of a loba gufa kli, then I have a problem. Why? He says, there is a discussion of Tosfos and the Rosh in Maseches Avodah Zarah and Daf Ayin Hey, whether when you give a non-Jewish worker an uman to fix your kli, whether you have a chiyuv of tefillah when you get it back. We know tefillah is only when you buy something or get something from a non-Jewish creator of the kli. So he says, if it was only the shevach, so then obviously the main kli is yours. So there wouldn't be a chiyuv of tefillah. The whole thing wouldn't get off the ground. So it must be that the shevach is on the entire kli. And he says, v'cheinir milashan Rashi, he quotes from Kiddushin, v'od, he says, da'lashan hachi muchaf, uman kona bishvach kli. Klomar, kona hakli ima shvach. He's kona bishvach kli, unuka bishvach kli. V'ilo haya kona hashevach, if it was only shevach, hayalo lomar, kona shevach hakli. It shouldn't say uman kona bishvach kli. Right, which sounds like uman is kona with the shevach the entire kli. He says no, it should have said uman kona shevach hakli, or uman b'shevach hakli. And therefore, he says b'pshitus the shevach and the kli, they are both nikne. The ksos first of all doesn't like it. He says based on the Trumas Hadeshen, Trumas Hadeshen is bevor lehedya that an uman is only kona the shevach and not the gufa kli, and that would be good enough for hilchos tevilas kalim. Who says only if you have a whole kli that you bought from a guy, that you got from a guy, do you need tefillah? Maybe even if half the kli was made by the guy, that would also require the afaga onim amatzrichim tefillah lekli shetikna uman goy li yisrael mitam duma kona b'sheva kli modim delo kona uman rak keneged hashevach v'yafilah But then the ksos gets into the lumdus. Okay, that was how much. But what type of kinyan is this? I give an uman an object to fix. See, he's kona that mamish? He's really kona that says the ksos? I don't think that makes sense. That he's mamish kona the gufa kli. I would compare this to other types of kinyanim that are kona legabe something. Kona lagabe shibudim, kona lagabe onsim. So here too, he says, b'hai kinya duma kona b'shevach. This is all in Shinvav, by the way, beginning of Simon Shinvav. Duma kona b'shevach, im kona kinyan mamish, ukishelohu, my de isle labalabais, my shivcha, veicha de shevach yos, shava yosim idve schira, secha masag, bechulu. Would you say it's kona mamish? He says, I don't think so. Lochei nira achara ian devadai, hai shivcha de balabais who? The ksos often tries to come up with middle categories to explain something, right? Matana Manas Lahachsir, he comes up with a middle category. Yeyush, he comes up with a middle category. So here's another example. He comes up with a middle category. It's not a kinyan gomor that it's shalom amish. Eleksas kinyanu de isle begave lekidusha isha. It's ksas kinyan for kedushin. That's why he comes up there. Kimo balchov de kona mashkon lekedusha isha, and he compares uman kona b'sheva kli to mashkon, the kinyan that a balchov has in a mashkon, which is also it's nikne, but it's not fully nikne. But who adin hakanami b'sheva kli achi yisalik lo demei schiras isle kinyan lekedusha isha ula nezikin im hizik emel v'shalim ba'ad hasheva. That's an important source, the ksos, regarding the sugya of uman kona b'shvakli. So Rav Sheshes, though, back to our Gemara, answered that ein uman kona b'shvakli, so it's like a schiras, and therefore there is an isra baltalin. Name a messiah lay Let's try to say, prove, Rav Sheshes, the, Gemara brings from Baba Kama, Hanosi, Talisa, Uman. If somebody gives a talis to an Uman to fix, Gamra, and the Uman finished. Vahodio, and he said, yeah, your talis is ready whenever you want to come pick it up. Filum Mikam, Vadasara, Yamim, and over Mishum Baltalin. Until the owner picks up the talis, there's no Israel Baltalin yet. Till he gets it. Nasolo Bachasi Ayom, but once he gives it to him in the middle of the day, Mishashak Olav Chama over Mishum Baltalin. But once the sun goes down, he violates Baltalin. So you see, that's a worker, that's a project, that's Kabbalanis, and he violates Baltalin, right? To Rav Sheshes. V'yamrit Uman Kone Mishav Akli, am I over? But why, according, if you don't say like Rav Sheshes, why would you violate? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Mari, Bered Rav Kana, Begaid of the Sarvala, no, even if you would say, maybe here you would say not, because we're talking about a type of beged, a type of process that even if you say uman konabishvakli, here you're not konabishvakli. It's a type of brushing the garment that is more mazik the garment than to be done, but it's mazikid on the bottom, and therefore everybody would agree, ain't uman konabishvakli in this case. Lamai yavi nili, so why'd he give it to him to do this? L'rakuche, to soften it. Hainu shivche, but doesn't that make it better? L'tzricha to ka'agre mine lepetushe. No, he gave it to him to stamp on it with his feet. Bitcha, bitcha, b'masa. Every stamp will pay for a mana, for a ma'a, and therefore, it is for sure, schirus and not kablanus. But in a regular case of kablanus, it could be that it won't apply. Why is it, just one point, why is it that when the worker says it's ready, before he picks it up, he doesn't have to pay it? There's no baltalin yet. It's only after he picked it up. So Rabbeinu Yehonah's son, the Shin Lugabetzis here says, because it's like a mashkon until that time. And there's no baltalin if the person is holding a mashkon. The Ksos says, well, the chiyuv, the schiris is not over until he gets it back. So ein schiris elo basof. So it's not sof yet. But if you look in the Me'iri here, the Me'iri says that's the umdina. The worker doesn't expect to get paid until he gives it back. Ela lo nomar she'eno over, ela mitzad sha'afu mariba atzmo. She'eno makpid al damav. If he's not pushing the guy to take it, he says, it's in my house whenever you're ready. That shows he's not so makpid about the money, and therefore, there wouldn't be an isser. This relates to that tosazid that we just mentioned. A lot of this isser has to do with the smichas das of the state of mind of the worker. And if there's no expectation to get paid today, so then there wouldn't be an Isser either. Right? That's the Tosos Rid, and that's the Me'iri right here as well. Good. We continue now. Sachir Bismano Nishma Venotel V'chulu. The Mishnah said on yesterday's daf that during the time when he's supposed to get paid, the Sachir says, I didn't get paid yet. He's believed. He's Nishma Venotel. This is one of the Nishma Venotels from Masechah Shvuos. He swears that he didn't get paid, and he can get paid, and he can take the money. Over his mano, if the time would pass, then he wouldn't be Nishma, because then we would assume, why didn't he come earlier? Says the Gemara, Sachir, Amai Tekinah LeRabbanan LeMishtav HaVeShokel. Why did the Rabbanan make this Takana de Rabbanan? That he should swear, be able to swear and take. Right? Why? Well, the Balabais could also maybe swear and be Pater. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, first formulation of three. Shmuel says, Halachas Gedolos Shonukan. These are big halachas here. Big halachas here regarding the Nishba Venotel. Says the Gemara, Hani Hilchasa Ninu, Hani Takana Zinu. What do you mean, halachas gedolos? This is, which sounds like a halacha Moshe Sinai. Halacha Daraisa. Takana Darabanon. These are takanos. What do you mean? So Elam Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, you're right. This is what I meant to say. Takanos gedolos Shonukan. These are big takanas here. Very important takanas of Nishba Venotel. So the Gemara again says, Gedolos, Mechla Dika Ktanos. What, there are small ones? What does that mean? Tosfos says the diak is from Shanukan. Tosfos Yimaslo Michlal. Shanukan, we learned here, big ones. Mashpa, there are small ones. Is there anything small? What's small? How can you say a takana is gadol, a takana is katan, right? Every din d'rabbanan is crucial, right? This relates a little bit to the Rambam Shita. Every din d'rabbanan is so crucial that it's included in the din d'araisa. Right? The Rambam in Hilchas Mamrim and in Sefer HaMitzvahs, I read it from Hilchas Mamrim. The Rambam says, in the beginning of Hilchas Mamrim, that din and d'rabbanan are included in those losasar. Call me Shena Ose Bahorasan over Belosase. Whoever doesn't listen to the rabbis violates a losase shenemar. Losasar mikol adav asher yagidu lecha. And what content is included in that? Echad Ram Shalom Dosa Mipi Ashmua, Ventura Shabal Pe, Echad Ram Shalom Dosa Mipi Daiton Ba'achas Benamid Lashatur Rashes Bohen, Echad Varim Sha'asu Osan Siagla Torah, Vulfi Admasha Shot Sricha, Vim Xeros, Vitakanos, Vahamin Hagos, Kol Echad Ve'echad Mishlosh Dvarim, Mitzvis Asay Lishmoa Lahen. So all the Rabbanans are included. So therefore, what does the Gemara mean here? It's Gemara's question of takanas gedolos, whether are takanas ketanos. What are the ketanos? And that's what bothers the Gemara. Again, there's so much to talk about that Rambam, the Rabbansh question on the Rambam of how can you say every drabbanan is a daraisa if we have the concept of sabi daraisa lachum or sabi drabbanan lakula. There's no such thing as a drabbanan then. So there are various answers given. The most popular answer, the Ramban himself says, and don't say this, but that's the answer that most give for the Rambam. And that is, avadai derabanan equals avadai daraisa. If I violated a derabanan, then I also violated a losasar. But what we call kahai gavna lo tiknu. Once it's the world of safek, so then it falls away. It's not that a safek derabanan equals a safek daraisa. Avadai derabanan equals avadai daraisa. A safek derabanan equals nothing. Right, that itself is nothing, because the Rabbanan said, our dinim only apply b'makam vadai. Once it's b'makam safek, so then the whole din falls away. Why would that be true? So the Meshech Chachma explains it, Parsha Shoftim. Because when it comes to dinim d'araisa, one has to be careful because it's safek poison. Inherently, this might be poisonous. These molecules could be poisonous for my neshama. Hashem said it's poison, and therefore I have to be machmir, safek lechumra. But the Rabbanan, the important part of the Rabbanan isn't, says the Meshech Chachma, what they say, but that they said it. Because after all, as we know, the Rabbanan can say one thing one generation, and if there's a Bezdin greater B'chachma of a minion, 100 years later, they can change it and say the exact opposite. How does that happen? How could they do that? The answer is because it's not about the content of what they say. We don't know if that has eternal significance, but it's that they said it. Similar, and he gives them beautiful mashal, it's in Shoftim there, Yud Zayin Yud Aleph, of Morid B'Malchus. Why is somebody Chayiv Misa by Morid B'Malchus? Because what the king said has an inherent value like words of the Torah? No, but it's just that the king said it. So it's the same thing here. He says, V'af im yichavnu ha'emes, k'fi mashu ratzon ha'borei be'emes, even if they got it right, what Hashem wants, so to speak. Because those lo ratza Hashem yisala la'soso chok nitzchi, mitamim ha'kumusim, Hashem didn't want to make this a din da'araisa. V'ratza dafka she'nishma b'kolam, avolo b'prate ha'dvarim. Right, and that's a crucial idea, says the Meshech Chachma to help explain the Rambam about Lo Susser. So we continue. So again, Rabbi Yehuda quoted Shmuel as saying some major statement about the Shvu in the Mishnah. So first Shmuel says, oh, halachas gedolos. It can't be halachas, it's takana. Takana's gedolos. What, there are small ones? So Elo Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Third formulation, takanos kivuos shanukan. This is a takana, a set takana. What's the emphasis? Rashi says, it's being oker dover min haTorah. Why? Shvua de balabayasi, vakura ban l'shvua de balabayas. Well, what's the chiddush of our Mishnah? That we allow the worker to swear during the time that he's supposed to get paid, because the shvua really should be on the balabayas. Nishba, that he should swear that he paid. The rabbanan were oker that shvua, vishadyua asachir, and threw it onto the sachir, mishum kidechaya the sachir, because of the livelihood and that the sachir has to live, and therefore he didn't get paid. If he says he didn't get paid, we allow him to swear. Period. Tosfos says, what does the Gemara say? We're being oker the Shvua Daraisa. What Shvua Daraisa is there here? Sounds like the posture is that it's Kofar Bakol here. So Kofar Bakol does not have a Shvua Daraisa. Maybe it has a late Shvua Darabanan of Rav Nachman. But ask Tosfos, in Shaklu of Yim Tomar, of Halo Af Bakofar Bakol, I Ritana Kama. And therefore, Mi Mechayev Balabai Shvua Daraisa, there's no Shvua Daraisa here. So what's the Gemara talking about? So Tosfos has two lines. First, Tosfos says maybe it is talking about where maybe the Baal Bayis says, you know, I paid you half of it already. Maybe it is Modem HaMiksas. Or, suggests Tosfos, since if he would be Modet to half, then it will be a Shvua Daraisa. So inherently, he's the one that is Shayach to the world of Daraisa. The Afilu Echa de Kofar HaKol, Tfei Avilon Lechiyuve Baal Bayis. Sha'alav l'shalem, shaharei im modem mixas hu nishba. Ulefisha isa ru'uya lios abalabayas kamer de shakluha. Interesting line of Tosfos. Back to the Gemara. Umishum kedei chay of the sachir, because the sachir needs money to live. Mafsadana leila balabayas. So the balabayas also needs to live. If he's going to pay workers extra for double, so that's also not fair. Where it says, Balabayis gufei nichale. The Balabayis himself is happy about this arrangement. The mishtavis sachir v'shalkal, that the sachir would be able to go and take. Kihechi deliskiru le'polim. Because this way, polim would know, workers would know, oh, this guy listens to shvuas and pays his workers. So I want to work for him. So the Balabayis really is happy about it. So sachir gufei nichale. What do you mean? The sachir should also be happy If he will lose the money, the mishtava balabayas, if the balabayas would swear and not pay him, v'ipaka ki hechi deligru, so he will be hired. People will know that this is not a guy that always takes money. Maybe he's going to deny it and take money from me again. So Gemara said, no, balabayas al karche agar. The balabayas will always have a need to hire workers. So we're not worried about the balabayas. Sacher nami bal karche yizkar. The sacher will always have a need to be hired out. So ela balabayas tarud bepoalim hu. That's the maskana. No. You know why? Because there's a reyasa. The balabayas has so many workers, so we assume he probably did pay and just forgot and got mixed up. So he's Torah. That's why the truth is weighted on the side of the socher, and that's why we allow the socher to swear and get paid. And Tosva says, it's considered, tar bepalav, Tosva says, v'chashiv kemo eniodeya. We treat it as if, even though he's saying, I paid you, we treat it as if it's an eniodeya, and even Tosva, if he has no other workers, he wasn't busy, lo plug. Low plug in this case. Says the Gemara, Yachin Esav Lebelo Shvua. So why don't you go even one step further? Let the Sacher take it even without swearing for it? No. We want to at least let the Balabayas feel that he's getting a fair share, a fair crack, and therefore we make the Sacher swear, and in that way it will be allowed, and they'll both be happy. One more line, but Esav Lebe Edim. Why don't we say, why did they make a Takana that there has to be a Shvua? Let there be a takana that he always has to pay him with Edim. The employer always has to pay with Edim. Tricha lemilsa. That's a pain. What? If he doesn't have Edim, he's not going to pay him? V'nezav le'meikara. Why don't you say he pays him even before the time? Shneim rotzim b'hakafa. No. Both. It's better to get it later. Right? The worker doesn't want to have to worry about the money that he might lose while he's working. And the owner doesn't want to pay the balabayas because the work wasn't done yet. Okay. We'll have to stop here. By Yihachi. V'Hashem, we will continue. Okay. We'll stop here.